Now, we're not going to stray too far from China. Neighboring country, India, also has its own space ambitions. And they look set to begin in November 2013 when it hopes to explore the atmosphere of Mars in search of life-sustaining elements on the red planet. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has been working overtime on its next big mission. Here is Murali Krishnan in New Delhi with more.
In his Independence Day address this year, the Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh made it official. India wants to join the space race to Mars. It'll launch a $100 million spacecraft known as Mangalayaan, or auspicious vehicle, to the red planet, possibly as early as next year. To do that, the Indian Space Agency, the ISRO, plans to use a high-end rocket, the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, to launch the 1.4-ton Martian spacecraft from its Sriharikota spaceport north of Chennai. It would become one of the first visitors to Mars after the American Space Agency, NASA's rover Curiosity, landed there. If the mission goes ahead in 2013, India will join an elite club made up of the US, Russia, Europe, China and Japan, bringing its own technology for a 300-day space voyage. Kiran Karnik, who has worked at the Indian Space Agency for 20 years, says the mission is ambitious.
I'm very excited about the Mars mission. I think it's a great scientific endeavor and can give rise to all kinds of possibilities, not just in science, but the technological spin-offs of such a program. But we need to be cautious. It shouldn't divert us from the core purpose and objectives of the space program in India, which has always been very focused on applications with real-life benefits to the people in India.
The ISRO will have to stay focused for another reason too. It will have just a small window in which to make the launch. Science writer Dr. R. Ramachandran explains why.
The window of opportunity that is available in terms of facilitating a proper launch, in terms of being able to carry more payload and energy saving, etc., this is an appropriate time, because after 2013, you'll have a gap of another 3 years where you cannot launch. So the next opportunity you'll get only is in 2016.
The next 3 years will see Mars orbit closer to Earth than it will after 2016. And that's why there's such a short time frame for the project. It could launch later, but it would be harder. Since its birth in the 1960s, India's space program has achieved a lot. Although it works with a relatively small budget of $1.34 billion this year, NASA's budget for 2013 is pegged at over $17 billion. Despite this budgetary shortfall, India's had its successes. In 2008, it successfully sent a probe called Chandrayaan to the moon, where it detected evidence of water. China is also a growing player in the space program, and it is considered to be ahead of India. It's had its own successes on the moon and is also making moves towards Mars. In November 2011, China's orbiter, Yingwo 1, was set to ride to Mars on a Russian satellite, but the mission ended in disaster when communication failed. India's latest plans for Mars could put it neck and neck with China. Some even see it as an opportunity for India to take the lead. But Srikant Kondapalli, a China expert, says there's a clear difference in the space programs of both countries.
Most of the Chinese programs started with military applications, while the Indian programs started with civilian applications. For example, for telecommunications, weather forecasting, tracing minerals, or for natural disaster relief mechanisms and so on. China also has similar, but the background of the program has military applications. That's the main difference between the Chinese and the Indian space explorations.
The ISRO's Dr. Karnik, meanwhile, says he would prefer to see less competition and little more collaboration.
This is one area in which countries have tended to cooperate rather than compete. There has been some competition. I would certainly hope that we are not in this for prestige or as a race, and we are there because it's good science. And in the process, as we have in the past in Chandrayaan, for example, collaborate with others who would put their instruments or with whom we would share data. But yes, we should ensure that we don't do this just for prestige or for competition or being one up on our neighbors.
But others say this is India's opportunity to make its mark as a leader in technology. Happy Mohan Jacob is a professor in international politics at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi.
I would look at it as India's desire for joining the club of nations that is at the horizon of technological development. This is one of those motivations in the Indian strategic mind to sort of catch up with those countries who India considers to be at the forefront of modern technology. India considers itself to be in that group, if not now, in the days to come.
India's Mars orbiter will carry on board 9 scientific experiments, while future missions will see more experiments. For now, the spacecraft will take observations to try and learn more about the climate, terrain, topography, and the evolution of the red planet, as well as any clues about past or present life there. But the big question is whether the mission will have tangible benefits for India down on Earth, as the only developing country to have a space program. Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi.